Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Live Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host tonight, Elfrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. On tonight, this is our prayer night, praying with love, and I'm going to add a mixture of a revelation, actually two revelations that the Lord gave me that I wanted to share with you, because these are very encouraging, and there is no secret what God can do, what he has done for others. If you trust and believe in him, he will do the same thing for you. Let's go ahead and read Psalm 116, Numbers 1 and 2. I love the Lord because he has heard my voice and my supplications. Because he has inclined his ear to me, therefore I will call upon him as long as I live. I have read Psalm 116, Numbers 1 and 2. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, doers, and the seekers of his holy word. We're going to dive right in because the Holy Spirit is heavy tonight, and this is just going to be a great show. We're going to implement some music from a couple of gospel artists. And as I said before, we're going to have the revelation of God. And so we're going to listen to our inspirational song as we pray. We're going to pray for those who ask to have a prayer rendered up. We're going to also pray for those who are going through bereavement, those who are in the hospitals, those who are coming out, those who are in pain, those who are sick, those who are well. We're praying for just everyone, okay? So whatever the Lord lays upon our heart, we're going to pray unto God. And if the music continues to play after we're praying, then we're going to listen to the music. Or if we're still praying and the music has stopped, we're going to continue to let the Holy Spirit take its course. And thank you so much for tuning in. I would like to thank my God, family, and friends. I'm so excited. I'm trying to catch my breath. I'm just so excited. Anytime I can do anything for the Lord, and anytime I have breath in my body and I can serve God, I'm excited. So you have to excuse me if I get a little twisted up, amen, because I'm tied up and tangled up in the Lord, our Savior, Jesus Christ. All right, so here we go. Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for blessing us as we were able to go to bed last night, Lord. You blessed us to see another day, Lord. Another day that we shall never, ever see again, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, Lord, would you bless us as we usher in the day in which you were born, Lord. Would you bless us to keep our mind stayed on you, Lord. Would you bless us to be thankful, Lord, just for life. We thank you, Lord, for all of the family and friends and the gifts, but Lord, most of all, we thank you for you, Lord, for dying upon the cross for us, Lord, that we may have life and that our sins may be forgiven, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless those who are in the hospitals, those who are in the convalescent homes, those families who are going through bereavement, Lord, would you lift up each person, Lord, that we know and those whom we don't, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you protect and bless each and every person on the roads, Lord? Would you bind the hands of the enemy who tries to cause harm to anyone, Lord? We ask, would you bless tomorrow to be a peaceful day all over this world, all over this land and country, Lord? We ask, would you continue to help people to know that you are God, and would you bless people to come unto you, Lord? And we ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to just help us to do your work? Help us to magnify and glorify who you are. Help us to continue to be role models and help us to continue to be like you, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the big things. We thank you for the little things, Lord. We thank you for family and friends, Lord. We thank you for the ministry of God, the Love of Jesus ministry, Lord. We thank you for the new projects, the new horizon, Lord. We ask that you continue to pour down your rhema, pour down your anointing on any gifts, Heavenly Father. Not only the gifts that you give me, but the gifts that you give each person on this earth. Would you bless our hands, Lord, anything that we touch to prosper, Lord? Would you just help us to be vessels, help us to be mouthpieces for you, Lord, and continue to disseminate and spread the word, Lord? Lord, as we approach this new year, Lord, we ask, would you prepare us, Heavenly Father, for success? Prepare us, Heavenly Father, for the valley moments, for the mountain experiences, Lord. Lord, we thank you for the past, the present, the future. We thank you for the things you're doing now, the things you have done, and the things you're going to do. And we ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to help us to remain humble, Lord, and would you continue to prepare us, Heavenly Father, for your anointing and your gifts and your blessings, Lord. We ask, Lord, would you be a shield of protection around us, Heavenly Father? Would you help us to continue to increase in your word? Would you bless the anointing, the prophecy, the revelation, Lord, to go forth? Would you bless this ministry to be something that you're acceptable and pleased with, Lord? We ask to bless those who say, pray for me, and those who need prayer, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the sheep who are with you, and we thank you for the lost sheep, and we ask, would you bring them back to wherever they're supposed to be, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord, for this day, Lord. We ask that as we lie down in the very image of death, would you bless us to wake up in the morning, Lord, and to begin to give you praise and honor that you deserve, Heavenly Father. If we had 1,000 tongues, we couldn't thank you enough. But with this one tongue, Lord, we say thank you to the highest praise. Hallelujah. Lord, we ask that you continue to help us to remain humble. Continue to help us to focus on you, Lord. And, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, and we bless your name, Lord. And now as we get ready to end this prayer, Lord, but never end your presence, we ask, would you bless the words that come out of this mouth and the meditation of my spirit be acceptable in your sight? Would you consecrate my heart, my mind, and would you bless each word that come out to be from you, Lord? And we thank you, Heavenly Father, and we bless your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, that was I Love You, Lord, Today, and There Is None Like You. That was the instrumental version. And next we're going to have Sister Tamla Mann, who's going to sing This Place. Then after which I'm going to give you the revelation of God concerning Ask. That's A-S-K. And if you want to go ahead and turn into your Bibles to Matthew 7 and 7, amen, there is a word from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hey, 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 hey. That was Sister Tamala Mann with This Place. Amen. She said, until I found Jesus, I never thought I could be in this place. Then she went on to say, she said, I've been in a lot of places. I've seen a lot of people. She says, but being in the arms of Jesus is a good place to be. Amen. Amen. This Place by Sister Tamala. Man, I was blessed by that song. Let's go ahead and turn to Matthew 7:7. And I'm going to give you a few seconds, amen, to turn to Matthew 7:7. And I'm also going to read the scripture to you. And then I'm going to give you what the Lord has given unto me. Then we're going to go ahead and listen to Sister Tasha Page Lockhart. I'm sorry, Tasha Page Lockhart. And she's going to sing Different. Amen, Tasha Page Lockhart, Different. Matthew 7:7 reads, ask and it will be given to you, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be opened to you. I have read Matthew 7:7. And I want to give you the revelation of God. When you pray, the Lord has told us how to pray. We are supposed to say, our Father which art in heaven, and go on with that prayer. But the Lord said there are some things in life, and I want you to write this down, such as healing, such as deliverance, such as earthly things. And what I mean by earthly things is those things that you desire, careers, talents, material things. And then put also, when you ask for peace. You ask for understanding. You ask for closeness. And this could be to friends or family. You ask for just many things, but those things stick out. When you go into God to ask, first of all, you have to go with permission. Okay? Put permission. You need permission before you go into God. And I know that you're thinking, well, God is everywhere, and God hears my cry. But I just want you to write permission, because I'm going to tell you what the Lord is saying. Write permission. Number one, you must have permission. You must have authorization. Okay? Number two. When you go, you must make sure that your heart is right. Put heart. Number three, when you ask, it must not be selfish asking. And finally, number four, you must have faith. So let's go back to number one, permission. The Bible says that no one comes unto the Father but by me. When I say permission to ask God, the revelation says when you're authorized to ask God, it means that, first of all, there is a need. Put need by permission. There's a need, and also in this asking, you will be able to help someone else. So you need to ask yourself, okay, I'm asking the Lord for this particular thing. Am I being selfish? And we're going to get to that, but it all ties in. Am I being selfish in asking? Or am I asking because there's a need? And also, will this help someone else? Now, let's think about a career, right? You want the Lord to bless you with a career or with an advancement. So here it is. Is there a need? And with the benefits that you receive from it, and we're talking about monies, and we're talking about how you would serve others, will you be serving others? Okay? And all this ties into permission, because when you're in the Word of God, I'm going to explain it to you how the Lord is showing me. When you are in the Word of God, the Lord leads and guides you within His will. And the path or the will that the Lord has set for each person is a will to be prosperous and yet be of service to others. And so you seek permission, first of all, because you are walking in the will of God. And if along the way, the opportunity, the doors are going to open, I'm telling you that now, God is showing this. He says, if you're on the path of the will of God, He says the doors are going to open and you have permission to enter those doors on your path that the Lord has set for you. That's why God says our steps are ordered, because in those steps, within those steps that we go on our journey, the Lord is going to open up doors for you. And the Lord is saying on the left and on the right. So when you walk down this path, you're going to see doors open. The Lord says you have permission to enter those doors. Why? Because you have permission from God. You're authorized to go through those doors. They're unlocked. They're open for you. So the Lord says, when you ask for something, He says, make sure that you're walking in the will of God. How do you know you're walking in the will of God? I know I'm walking in the will of God because I'm reading the Word of God and I'm trying to live well daily. Walking in the will of God. God says, those who do not have permission are not authorized. For instance, you want to take the shortcut. You want to jump over fences. You want to step over people. But you want to ask God to advance you. And so you start walking on your own path. And within that path, God says, there are going to be many opportunities, right? But the doors are going to be shut. They're going to be locked, because that is not the path that you need to be on. And so you're going to keep knocking at those doors, right? And you're not going to be able to get in, and you're going to get frustrated, right? And that's how God says people begin to stop, because they get frustrated and they get upset with God and say, God, you're not listening to me. God, you forgot about me. Why should I go to church? Why should I pay my tithes? Why should I pray? God says, because you're not in the will. You're paying your tithes. You're going to church every day. You're going every time the church door opens. You're serving the people, but you're not walking on the will, because you're on your own will. You're not on God's will. And so if we really want the doors of heaven to open, we have to walk on the path that the Lord has given us. And that is something that we have to pray for. God says you have to have permission. Not to speak to God, but when we ask for those things that we ask for need to be in the will of God. If they are not in the will of God, if they deviate from the will of God, we will not receive them. So, yeah, you walk in that path. And you're going to experience some great things on the path that you're walking on, but you're not going to be able to access them. You're not going to be able to get them. And you're going to become upset. And God says, right, because you're walking out of the will of God. God has not forgotten about you. He has not forgotten about us. He hears every prayer that we render up. That job that you've been trying to get for so many years, God says, get on the right path. He has something better for you. Don't get frustrated. Keep trying. Right? He says that financial breakthrough, He says you're on the wrong road. You're not ready for that level yet. He says he needs you to be on the level where you will be thankful for what you have, which is in His will, and then He will give you the increase. He says faith that we're going to talk about. He says you have to have that faith of a mustard seed. So permission, we must have permission. Now, the Lord is also showing this. Don't think that you have to have permission to speak to God. Because, as I said, God hears everything and every prayer that is rendered up. But if you want God to answer your prayer, and if you want the windows of heaven to open up, and you want those doors to open up, God says get in His will. He will give you the desires of your heart. We hear about that every time. He will give you the desires of His heart. Just have faith. But God says you also have to be on that path of righteousness and walking in the will of God. And that's how you get permission to assess all of those things that's in your path. Okay? That's how you get permission. I want you to do me a favor. The Lord is showing. I want you to get out a sheet of paper or in your minds, and I want you to draw a line going from left to right, just one line. Then under that line, I want you to draw another line going left to right. Okay? So it should look like a railroad track, all right? And I want you to put a little straight line in between those two lines. All right? Put little lines there that look like little steps, ordered steps. God calls it ordered steps. Put ordered steps. And you can draw about 8 or 9 of them. I mean, it doesn't really matter. Just how many you want. Okay. Have brain overload here, so my words are coming out pretty quick. So I have to kind of slow myself down here. Okay, so you have a path. Now, under that, I want you to draw the same thing, the exact same thing. And I want you to put UN, ordered steps. Okay? Now, God says, look up here at your ordered steps, right? Your ordered steps are at the top. God says that represents heaven because God has a plan for you. The bottom represents the underground. He says, and the top are considered gifts from God. And the bottom is considered as temptation. Okay? What makes these two different is that the gifts, anytime you receive a gift, that's free. Anytime there is a temptation, you're going to have to pay a price, whether it's your character, whether it's your conscience. You're going to have to pay a price for it. And God says when you're walking on the wrong path, there's a price you're going to have to pay, which is disappointment because you're not going to be able to assess those things. It's not in your will. Okay? And God says that sometimes when you're walking down this path of unordered steps, he says you run into people, chaos. You run into trouble. God says when you run into trouble, the reason why God will not allow you to go through those doors is because he is a shield of protection around you, and what's inside those doors are not fit for you. He says, so once you pray unto God and once you get into the ordered step zone, that's when you begin to experience how God can open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you would not have room to receive. But as long as you're on this underground, as long as you're just walking on your own, you're going to be tempted by many things, many opportunities that will not fit you, okay? And God will not allow you to go through those doors. So you're going to have to redirect yourself, and you're going to have to pray unto God and ask God to get you back on track. Okay? So permission. We need permission. You know, that's why it says ask. We ask God. Right? God says before you can inherit anything, you must ask him. And sometimes the Lord will give us stuff that we don't need so that we can understand that we need to ask God for it. Okay? It'll be more of a headache than helping us. So we have to ask God. Number two, the heart. The heart, the physical heart, is probably the most vital organ in our bodies that keeps our body going. God says that when you come unto him, your heart must be clean. You must not have any evil intentions. You must not want to brag or boast about what the Lord is getting ready to do. You must come with a humble heart, and you must be ready to serve other people who are in need, and you must be dependent upon him. Just because the Lord is going to bless you with so many doors does not mean that you forget about him. God says your heart must be right when you come unto him. You must ask God to consecrate your heart because there are a lot of things in the heart that hinders us from receiving our blessings, such as hatred, jealousy, malice, greed. All of those things hinders our gift. God says you must come with a clean heart. You must come with a clean slate. You must come with an empty cup so God can fill you up, so God can fill us up. So your heart must be right, plain and simple. Your heart has to be right when you go before God. You cannot go before God hating someone because we haven't seen God. How are we supposed to love God and whom we haven't seen and hate our neighbor? God says your heart must be right. If you want a breakthrough, if you want God to really bless you, right, you're going to have a good heart. And I want you to put love by heart because we're going to really tackle that word because God says that we need more love. And in your personal life, you know what that means in your life. Each and every person who's listening and those who are going to listen, you know what God means when he says that you need more love, that we need more love in our hearts. You understand that. So let's move on. Selfish. We talked about that a little bit. When you are selfish, when we are selfish, we say, Lord, would you bless me with this car? And you already have a car that runs. Lord, would you bless me with this or that? It's always about me, myself, and I. When you pray for yourself, but you pray for others as well. When the Lord blesses you, try to help someone else. We're not saying give them everything that you have. If you're successful, help other people be successful. Work together. That's called love. That's what God is talking about with your heart. He says when you pray, if you can get a prayer through, pray. Some people can't get a prayer through because they don't have that connection with God. It's just like donating organs. Some people are matches and some are not. God says some people can really get prayers up. So if you're one of those people, then pray. If you're that grandmother or if you're that grandfather or if you're that sister, the brother, the aunt, uncle, whomever, and you can pray for someone in your family, then pray. God says do not be selfish. When you ask, ask for things for people in your family and your friends and other people, but don't have a selfish prayer. God would like to bless a multitude of people. And he would also like to bless one person as well. But he says, when you pray, you say, Our Father, because God is the Father over everyone. And we must take care of everyone through prayer and supplication and believing that God can do it. Let's move on. Faith. That word continues to come up. We must have faith in God. We must believe that God can and will bless us, because God has. He blesses every day. He's proven himself to us. But what are we doing to prove our love to him? God wakes us up in the morning, starts us on our way. He gives us, you know, a reasonable portion of our health and strength. He blesses us, our minds and our bodies. He helps us. He protects us. He keeps us. When we lie down, he keeps us all night. God is a good God. And so we have to have faith in God. He says, just have the faith of a mustard seed. He said, but as your spiritual self grows, your faith should become bigger, because God is going to give you the increase. Okay? So I've given you a little bit about Matthew 7 and 7. God says all you have to do is ask, but you have to have permission. There has to be a need, and you have to be of service to someone, and you have to be in the will of God. You can't be hard-headed and go your own way and expect God to open up the windows of heaven and pour you out blessings to receive. God is going to show you all of those things if you're out of the will, but you would not be able to get to any of them because you're not in the will of God. Number two, your heart. God says love is most important. You must not come to God hating people. You must not come to God asking people to take, you know, asking God to take people out, asking God to do bad things to people. You come to God prayerfully, and you ask God to help bless people and to bless you as well. Number three, selfish. Make sure that it's not just about me, myself, and I. You know, take care of your neighbor. Take care of your family. Pray for them. If you can get a prayer up, pray. Faith. Faith is very important. You have to have faith in God. Faith of a mustard seed. You have to believe in God. You have to know that God can do everything but fail. So without further ado, let's go ahead and play Miss Tasha Page Lockhart, Different. And we do have to be different. We have to go on the path that God has given us. And if that's the road less traveled, you may have to take that road.
It's May Day Sunday sale. Doors open at 6 a.m. Friday. Save 50 to 80% store-wide. Plus, get an extra $20 off when you spend 50 with your savings pass till 2 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Get your pass in today's paper or at Macy's.com.
Back when I was 17. Like every other girl, I used to have big dreams. But then I got introduced to some other things. And suddenly the church girl I was originally. You see the wrong things can call your name. I chose to answer when the spirit said walk away. Now I live with circumstances that I can't erase. I just wish I could go back now to yesterday. But there's not a whole
Paige Lockhart. I love that song. I love that song. I love that song. All right, let's move on to our second session for the Love of Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I want to welcome those who have just now joined me. Thank you so much. Let's go ahead and turn to 1 Corinthians 13 and 11. I'm going to give you a couple of seconds. Corinthians 13 and 11. All right, and it reads, when I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. And this verse is also for ladies as well. And the Lord gave me this revelation as I was driving on yesterday, because tomorrow we celebrate the birth and the life of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And God says, for adults specifically, Christmas is not about gifts. It's not about seeing how much money you can spend. Because God says those things happen when we were children. Now that you're grown, and now that you understand the significance of Christmas, there's an expectation that we magnify and that we lift up God. And so our language that we utilized when we were children, such as Santa Claus, and other languages that we use, such as it's time to open the presents, God says we should be calling on our Father in heaven, saying because our Father in heaven gave us these things, we thank him for it, the food, the clothes, the gifts, the family, the love, the peace, the joy. He says your language as an adult should be different. He says when you were a child, you spake as a child, you understood that there was a sound. He says, but now you understand that you have a Father in heaven who is able to supply all your needs. You don't have to wait on your Father to come just during Christmas. He's here every day with you, every moment, every breath you take. God says, so now that you're grown, and I'm speaking to adults right now, men and women, now that you're grown, there should be a difference in how you approach tomorrow. You should still have the gifts, the food, the family, the fellowship, the joy and the peace. But know that everything that you have, that the Lord has blessed us with, the trips and all that stuff, notice who gave it to you is God. Our minds should be fixed on our Lord and Savior. On tomorrow, we should be giving God praises. When the kids open up gifts, give God the praise. The kids are going to be, they're going to know that we're celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ. But let's be honest, they're going to also, especially the little ones, are going to be into their toys and thinking that Santa Claus brought all of those nice toys and gifts. But you, who is more mature, you, the adult, the man, the woman, you must speak the truth about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Everything we have, everything we own, belongs to our Lord. And there comes a time when we need to release this particular revelation into the ears of our children, because they're going to grow up one day and they're going to have to speak that same language to their children and grandchildren and so on. So on tomorrow, God's will, the Lord revealed, he said, open up your gifts, be happy. Enjoy your family, enjoy peace that surpasses all understanding. But take note that Jesus Christ was born. Take note that Jesus Christ is the one who died. Take note that all of these things that we have, the world didn't give it to us. God did. God gave us everything we have, including life. And so tomorrow, as you sit around your table, as we sit around our table with our family, as we open up our gifts and things of that nature, we must remember our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. When you open up your eyes and see another day, you must remember our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Children, when your parents, when you say, but I thought I was going to get those other pair of Jordans, only got one pair of Jordans, thank God for that one pair. Some kids didn't get any. Be thankful, children, for whatever you receive around the Christmas tree, because it's really not about the gifts. It's about the gift that God gave to us, which is life. Be thankful. Learn to be thankful for the little things that you have, for the big things that you have. And once you are thankful for that, God will give you the increase. Trust me. God will bless you where you would not have room enough to receive. Tomorrow is very, very special because Jesus Christ is born. And so let us continue to magnify the Lord, and let us continue to sing praises unto God. I may have a special edition on tomorrow. It just depends, and it'll be later that night because I want to enjoy my family and I want to enjoy the day that the Lord has made. And I want you to do the same. And so the whole gist of this Corinthians 1, 13 and 11 is that when you were younger, I'm speaking only to the adults, not the children, you believe that Santa Claus brought you all of those things. God says you're older now. And you can still have those gifts and enjoy those gifts. He says, well, bless those gifts. Thank God for those gifts. And do not forget our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on tomorrow, whatever you do. I know a lot of people are going to have fun. We're going to all have fun. But we're not going to forget our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who made it possible for us to wake up God's will. who made it possible for us to receive gifts, who made it possible for us to have food, who made it possible for us to just be happy and free. It was our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Okay? So on tomorrow, God says, do not forget about him. Do not forget about Jesus Christ. And that's what 1 Corinthians 13 and 11 is all about. The children, we understand, they're going to be so happy because of their toys. But adults, we cannot forget to celebrate our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It's Jesus' birthday. Let's do it big. All right? Without further ado, let's move on. Now, we're going to have Sister Beverly Crawford, y'all. I'm going to tell you. Sister Beverly Crawford, Lord Jesus, this lady is very anointed. I've told this story so many times, but I have so many listeners. I have a lot of new listeners. I was at the Stellars, and I was sitting listening right on the front row. I was listening to all these artists who came on, and they were performing, and, I mean, it was excellent. You know, standing ovation. It was excellent. Sister Beverly walked on stage, Lord Jesus. I promise she had the Lord right beside her. She brought something with her, the Spirit of God, that caused everybody to stand up and begin to praise God. This lady is anointed. This lady is appointed. I don't know if she's a minister, but I know she's a singer. And her ministry, I have to get her on this, on my ministry. I know her schedule is hectic, and I believe that I conversated with her earlier this year. But I'm going to get her on this ministry. But she is so anointed and so appointed by God. And so I want to play this particular song. This was at her CD release. It's called Thank You, Lord, for All You've Done. And I'm just going to go ahead and tell you, I have one more song by Miss Kiara Sheard, and then I'm going to play for ending song, Sister Beverly Crawford, I'll Be Shouting, My Lord. That song really ministers to my heart, and I love it. I love that song. But without further ado, this is Sister Beverly Crawford. Y'all check her out. She's just an anointed lady. She has the power of God all up on her. When she walks to a place, especially a church, or when she get on stage, just know that you're in the presence of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Ladies and gentlemen, Sister Beverly Crawford, this is her live recording. And you know, technology is always good when it works, amen? And we're going to get this going. But as I wait on this, we're going to play Sister Beverly Crawford, and here it is.
Thank you.
That was Beverly Crawford, ladies and gentlemen. And how many of you ever just thank the Lord for something? Because the Lord is just that good, and he's merciful, and he's just all that, and then some. Next, we'll have Sister Kiara Shear. As you know, she is a phenomenal singer. She was also one of the judges for Sunday Best. I'm going to play her song, Moving Forward. This is off the Graceland album, so please listen and enjoy. And then I will be back, and we will have Sister Beverly Crawford one more time.
Thank you.
That was Miss Kiara Shear, Moving Forward. And how many of you know that we need to continuously move forward because God is good? And when God orders our steps, there's no need to retract because we have to trust and believe in God. So that was Moving Forward by Miss Kiara Shear. Now, the moment that we've all been waiting for, it, my heart is just beating so fast. Whew, the Holy Spirit is so good. This particular song is entitled Just As Soon by Sister Beverly Crawford. And I'm telling you, Lord Jesus, this lady, as I said before, has an anointing on her that is phenomenal. Take a listen. Give me just a second. I might have to, my technology wants to do its own thing today. That's okay. All right, we're not going to do it like that. Give me just a second. I'm going to get this technology together. I'm going to give you a few announcements while I try to pull up Sister Beverly Crawford again. Be sure to continue to encourage your family and friends to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove, blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Gospel artists, artists, promoters, writers, any type of actors, actress, please, please connect with Dr. Alfreda Love. I would love, love, love to connect with you. And I think I have this video going.
Oh,
That was Sister Beverly Crawford. I'm just so excited because I'm going to listen to that song again before I go to sleep, God's will. Ladies and gentlemen, my time with you, I mean, it just, oh, my gosh, it's just been so wonderful, so wonderful, so wonderful. I want to thank God, my family, my friends, my military friends, Washington, D.C., Houston, who else is Pennsylvania? Oh, Mexico, what's up? Okay, so I have all of my friends listening tonight, and I just appreciate you, and be sure to enjoy your family and friends, and be sure to remember the reason for the season. And I have a few announcements to make, then I'm going to bid you good night. Please, please continue to encourage your family and friends to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedomlove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Gospel artists, artists, promoters, writers, actors, actress. I would love, love, love to connect with you on Facebook and also just have you on the ministry. So you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. Or you can Facebook me at ALFREDALOVE or FREDALOVE. I would love, love, love to have you on the Love of Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. In addition to that, make sure you're praying for 260 individuals. If you have to pray for all of your family members, put them all on one line and pray for them one by one. Do not forget to pray for yourself, and be sure to pray for those who are in bereavement. Pray for the ones you know and the people that you do not know. Just pray for everyone, and we can cover everyone in love and prayer, okay? In addition to that, get out your calendars, get your calendars out. I said get your calendars out. All right, please mark, God's will, the first Saturday in June, we will have the Save Our Youth Conference. In this particular conference, as I said before, we're going to really focus on our youth. We have a problem. We have a problem, America. We're going to have to bring our people together. We're going to have to unify among all the cultures, and this is what my program is doing. And the Lord is going to bless me to do some things before we get to the conference. But as of now, what I'm certain of is that our conference is the first Saturday in June, but the Lord has revealed that there will be opportunities, speaking opportunities before then, okay? So I will keep you posted as I find out, all right? In addition to that, just make sure, as I said before, that you're enjoying the holiday off, students and children. Make sure that you stay out of trouble. Make sure that you stay safe. And America, 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 I'm challenging you. Can we go 2 days without violence? 2 days without hearing that someone was murdered, killed? Can we do that? Please, let's try. 2 days, okay? We're going to pray. And all of those saints who can get prayers up to God, let's pray. The lives will be spared the next 2 days, and then we're going to keep going, okay? Be sure, ladies and gentlemen, to continue to pray for our youth. Pray for this world. I've just, within this past couple of days, I've heard some news about people being murdered. And so we're praying for each and every person. We pray for love and peace. We pray for grace and mercy to follow you. Just enjoy tomorrow, God's will, with your family and your friends, and enjoy the gifts that God has blessed us with. And let's just have a peaceful, restful Christmas all the way around, all over the states, out of state. And that is my prayer. That is my personal prayer to God. Okay? And so whatever your personal prayer is, make it known unto God. God already knows what it is, but you make it known unto God, because when you say it, that's affirmation that you're praying for that. Okay? So as I said before, make sure that you mark your calendars for the first Saturday in June, God's will, for the Save Our Youth Conference. We're going to have the shirts, God's will, in January. And so we're just going to make this conference a success. We're going to have some people who will help us facilitate this conference. Thank God for that. I want you to also feast your eyes on my Loves Media and Event page. That page is for my media friends and for my other friends and family. I am going to have a channel. The Lord has given me a vision, and I've had this vision for about a year or 2 years. And the Lord gave me some ideas. It's going to be entertaining, yet is going to always have a message, and it's going to be a positive message. I'm also going to implement some Christian film because I want people to be exposed to God and know that there's humor in Christian films as well. I am promoting and pushing more Christian films. I'm actually working on one right now. Praise God. And just pray for each other and pray for me, and I'll pray for you and your family. But as I said before, I'm going to have a YouTube channel. I did make my first video. That was a trial video. I will be speaking on my TV station, my love TV station. I will also have this radio ministry. As I said before, I'm still working on the Real Real radio station. But for right now, the Lord has placed me on this platform, and it's, the word is spreading and it's traveling. And people are emailing me and inboxing me, which is good. So I'm going to remain here for a little bit. But I really appreciate your listening support. And I appreciate all of the love that I'm receiving. And we're going to have more discussions on things that are happening in the schools. We're going to have more discussions on the Save Our Youth Project and the movies that I play on my Love Media page. We're going to have discussions on the topics that I come up with what that God gives me, actually. And so God has been so good, and he is good. He's blessing, and he's increasing the territory, and he's giving me visions, and he's giving me creativity. So I'm going to use it, as the Lord has said, to use it. And so without further ado, if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifted you up because God is love. Till next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. And I wish each and every one of you a Merry Christmas. And please do not forget about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, tomorrow. This is your host, Dr. Alfreda Love.
On the internet, the Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry, featuring your host, Dr. Alfreda Love, reminding you to be diligent in your prayers as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is his word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back. And there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.